It's Raz FM with Cindy Swahambe featuring Blackie on that one. And you still tuned in to Raz FM Evenings with your radio madame, Fezile Manzini. So this evening, we're talking conflict resolution styles, mainly because if there's one thing, lehlalikon, whether it's in our professional or personal lives, it's conflict. But now, sometimes we find ourselves in a rock and a hard place because we have certain habits, lesiba nao, and they form part of our resolutions to conflict. Some people will tell you, mine vele fezile ngiyashayana, angibuthi. Lo munye utokutshela ukuthi mine vele yati angivane drama, you know, I withdraw from anything that's... Others will tell you, ukuthi, I'm open to having a conversation. And the truth is, different situations call for a different reaction. You cannot apply one conflict resolution style in every situation. It will not work. As a matter of fact, sometimes by doing that, you invite more problems instead of solving problems empilweni yakho. Because you are using one that doesn't work kule nyinzawo. Kunemuntu le ungathula. Umniketa a platform to disrespect you even further. But once you put your foot down, that is not going to happen. You enforce the boundaries and you put an end to that conflict. So there are people who struggle sometimes with understanding that very fact. You cannot apply one conflict resolution style in every situation where there's conflict. It doesn't work. It doesn't. Sometimes doing that could lead you to your own downfall, especially in situations where umangabutwena, mine feeling pumas bulala nefezile. Utawsheshuboshwe umagunga sungusu tauf. Ngoba phela remember, umangabe wena ngiphumasi bulalane. Kuna la fanele ubone khona ukuthi phela la. Lo muntu lengibukene naye lo kungenzeka ukuthi yena kubulala isinye problem ni. And when already nawe ngilo muntu longiphumasi bulalane, but the situation calls for you to be calm. Because this is a person who thrives on kushaya, kubulala, nanani. Uhlala train, uhlala alwa. Vele kungilokho. You understand? So that is why we're having this conversation this evening. To understand, there is no problem under the sun that cannot be resolved. The only challenge is in finding a conflict resolution style that is relevant to the problem. And it's very important to recognize the right conflict resolution style for a situation to avoid you are creating even bigger problems for yourself. But what I want to know, before we get into that conversation, when there is conflict, which one are you? Let's talk or avoid it. Because I know, with me, if there's conflict, the first thing I do is I ask questions and I say nothing about the situation. And then I go and apply my mind. But I will come back and I will ask the very same questions again to the very same individuals. But now I am trying to search for the person who's more credible. I know if someone says the exact same thing that they said to me, it is scripted. This is a liar. Because there's no way. Yes, it can be the same story, but not in the exact same manner. The details are too exact. I know you're lying. You scripted this so that you don't forget it because you have something to cover up. And I equally know as well that if you ask someone a question and yes, they respond, but the manner in which they respond is totally different to how they responded initially, that's not a credible person. So, muvele saitini, ang sisiya solve. And then you find the one person. Now they are calm, obviously. A lot of factors that might have been there initially when you asked in the beginning are not there. They will give you a background of where this thing started to say, look, when ufikela segliwa, let me take you back to where this thing started so that you understand what it is exactly that antagonized me and led to it getting physical. Now, that is a person that you know is credible. Because ukunikeza background, they are allowing you to apply your discretion. They are not trying to manipulate the story in their favor. So we are going to resolve this issue. Because they are going to give you everything that you need to hold them firstly accountable and the other person. They are not trying to protect themselves and, you know, play the victim or play. No, no. Now that is the person I'm looking for. So I want to go to conflict. You don't just come and say, hey, who wrong one? Hey. Based on what you saw or what you think is happening, you now make it. No, that's not conflict resolution. Firstly, you must get to the root of who is the liar, who is telling the truth, who can be trusted, who will give me more facts to work with in establishing how we can get to the root of what started it. Now we are talking. So all of those things are things you learn. Yebo, conflict resolution styles are things that are taught at varsity level. Some people are lucky that this is not something lebayivakuqala. But also, I believe, Gutsi, we can incorporate it in every area of our lives because there are important tools for resolving conflict that you get from that that will help you even in your relationship. Gutsi uadima weaknesses akho and know which conflict resolution style works based on the characters that are in a relationship firstly and the situation at hand. So it's not just you don't just go about saying I'm resolving conflict. No. There are a lot of factors you must consider. And we're having that conversation. But let me know on the station's Facebook page, because we're an anomaly. Which one are you in this conflict? Let's talk or avoid it. The station's Facebook page is Raz FM 943, and you know what to do. It's Georgia Smith. Be honest. Go Raz FM. I'm Fezile Manzini. And we're talking conflict resolution styles, because, hey, sometimes it's a kageka man. Whether relationship yako or in within the family or wherever. Ubone kuthi yati we honestly do not know. Kusekufanele kwende kini. Leshesikhathi futhi kube inkinga where, you know, the people do not want to sit down and talk, but inkinga ikhona and finally resolve it, but they are not open to sitting down. Doesn't mean Gutsi that conflict cannot be resolved. It still can, even without people agreeing to have a sit down, you know, and talk. But I did ask on the station's Facebook page, Raz FM 943, Gutsi, when there is conflict, which one are you? Pumasbulalan, let's talk or avoid it. And I'm going to be getting into your comments in a moment, but please do let me know on the station's Facebook page, Raz FM 943. Now, conflict resolution is a way for two or more parties to find a peaceful solution to a disagreement among them. And the disagreement may be personal, financial, political, or emotional. When a dispute arises, often the best course of action is negotiation to resolve the disagreement. You see why it's very important to consider the characters involved, what is at stake, kubangwa ini nani before ungathwena le ayilungiseki. Because sometimes it might seem that way because you haven't really, you know, opened yourself up to different possibilities to solving the problem. And that's why sometimes we can agree to disagree. We can just find common ground with this particular issue, sivumelana ukuthi mina nawe asivumelane ukuthi vele when it comes to this asivumelane, and we're going to make peace with the fact that angeke size sivuke sivumelana when it comes to this particular issue, and we will leave it at that. Uyabona lapho, there's no need for fighting nan anymore because you've both agreed, because there will never be a day when you will agree where that particular issue is concerned, but nonetheless life will go on. Now, what are the five steps in conflict resolution? The first one is identify the source of the conflict. It's very, very important to get to the root of what is the source of conflict. Because if we do not know the source of conflict, we cannot resolve the conflict. Usungakayi resolve inkinga uma ungakafiki ku the root of why. Lenginga ikhona yini leso semsindo, because it's not enough njengoba ngishilo ukuthi uthole mhlambe abantu balwa uthi wena hayi wena wrong just based on what you seeing, basathi qhubeka balwe for as long as wena ungakahlali phansi nabo and really gotten the root and source of le conflict le khona kubo. The second one is look beyond the incident. Nothing ever seems like what it is. A clear example would be the fact that ungathola mphakathi where there's mob justice and people are beating up a person. If you do not know what that person did and who that person is, you can come in and fight with everyone else and say, hey, you are wrong, you are victimizing this person, until they tell you this is a criminal who has terrorized the community and we found body parts and then now you realize, oh, from a distance, because I didn't have the story. I didn't know why they were doing what they're doing. But I just saw one person who is now being beaten up by a whole mob of people. And it's not fair because angeka kwenye kutilwela, the number of people up against them is a lot. So naturally, they seemed like a victim until you get there and you realize, no, these people, this is the reason why they're doing what they're doing to this particular individual. So yabona ukuthi kubaleke ngani ukuthi identify the real source and for you to look beyond what is happening. Ukuthi I don't want to know why what I'm seeing is happening now here. I want to know what led to what is happening, even happening in the first place. Let's go back. I want that story. Ukuthi niqhamukaphi nize nifike la mina sengithola nibambene ngemawashini khona. Now, the third one is request solutions. In conflict resolution, the people who are in conflict should equally be part of the solution, which means if it's you and your bae, if the solution is we're agreeing to disagree and you both agree that you agree to disagree and that is the resolution, then it's fine. But both parties must be part of the solution because angitsile nginga leyifaka nini. So no two, finally be part of the solution. What do you, you know, suggest we do in terms of, you know, ensuring ukuthi no two ni at peace with loglesto vumelana ngako. The next one is identify solutions both disputants can support. If they cannot suggest or agree on a solution that works well for the both of them, you then now have to be the one, you know, to find a solution that not only favors one individual, but is in both of their best interests. Because umakunento le one lesivame ukuthi singayi understand ukuthi sometimes when we resolve conflict, we realize later ukuthi hey, kukhona la lo tigwaze ngwakhe. So kubalekile ukuthi if you are resolving conflict, you look at the other person's best interest, you look at the other one, and you say, okay, the solution that I have, does it favor both of them? If it does, I don't see why uma we suggest abangeke baze bay support. To say, meaning suggest lokhu ngoba ngibona wena kutokusita la ene nawe kutokusita ngale ndlela le. Then the fifth one is agreement. There must be an agreement. There must be an agreement because once an agreement exists, no one can come back and say, hey, lana, begungasife, nanan. If begungasife, you shouldn't have agreed in the first place. You should have disputed at that point when we were still coming up with a solution. But you said nothing. You contributed in no way to a solution. And we came up with a solution. Satis bona ngathi, this is what is best. And you said, yeah, ngobale jeskati siyakhuluma phela ngani. Out of anger, yenda nilene kubonako. Ini, fine. Bendela bakubonako so pinzu ya buya futhi. Yeah, mine banduba against mine. Ekaya, mine ba. No. You were not part of the solution, so you cannot then say you are being victimized. The one that was part of the solution ensured that it favors them. Because naturally, everyone will do that. They'll look out for themselves. They're not going to think about you. But what are the five principles of conflict resolution? Now, Kenneth Thomas and Ralph Kilman developed five conflict resolution strategies that people use to handle conflict, which include avoiding, defeating, compromising, accommodating, and collaborating. So we need to understand, conflict resolution. Sometimes you need to collaborate with the enemy as a resolution. Because you cannot sabotage something that you're part of. But from the outside, it's very easy for someone to sabotage. Now, sometimes you need to avoid njengoba labanye bashilo. Yes, uma ngabe yabona ukuthi ay lana for your sanity, avoid anani. That is also advisable. Defeating. Sometimes you fanele uqedze kwayona lento lebalwisako. Uma ngabe imvu lebalwisako, to say bukani la. I'm removing the element that is causing the conflict. Therefore, there won't be any conflict anymore because there's nothing to fight over anymore. Another one is compromising. Sometimes you need to compromise and look at the bigger picture to say, this is my partner, ngiyamthanda, yebo sinenkinga, I might want to win this argument, nanani, but at the end of the day, is it worth what it will cost me? If it's not, then compromise. Accommodating. You need to understand with conflict resolution in as much as you might not like that person lolwanai in that space. Sometimes you need to accommodate them if the solution requires that. Fanelum accommodate. And sometimes accommodating someone is respect. It's not crossing their boundaries. It's not doing what they are now requesting you to not do, in as much as you expect them to not do what you are equally requesting them not to do to avoid the conflict. So those are just some of the principles when we're resolving conflict. But they certainly do require for all parties involved to be there so that they agree on them. And njengoba bengishilo, conflict resolution styles differ. There are many. I can't get into ebolizers febo inini. But uma ngabe siyabona ukuthi sigcine sesibulalana even nale makhaya, there's absolutely nothing wrong ekuthenini silandze mabhuku sithi hayi man, kunebantu labafundisa nge-conflict resolution and the different styles. Maybe lelo tosebenzela mina nawe dali ikhona lapha ebhukwini singayithola, but ngoba asiyati thine isolution yethu is always phuma sibulalane. I'm going to be getting into your comments in a moment as to who's wearing more. But for now, it's Josiah the disciple.